Once when I was 6 years old, I saw a magnificent picture in a book called True Story from Nature about the primeval forest. It was a picture of a boa constrictor in the act of swallowing an animal. Here is a copy of the drawing. In the book, it said, boa constrictors swallow their prey well without chewing it. After that, they are not able to move and they sleep through the 6 months they need for digestion. I pondered deeply then over the adventure of the jungle, and after some work with a colored pencil, I succeeded in making my first drawing. My drawing number one, it looked something like this. I showed my masterpiece to the grown-ups and asked them whether the drawing frightened them. But the answer, frightened? Why should anyone be frightened by art? My drawing was not a picture of a art. It was a picture of a boa constrictor digesting an elephant. But since the grown-ups were not able to understand it, I made another drawing. I drew the inside of the boa constrictor so that the grown-up could see it clearly. They always need to have things explained. My drawing number two, like this. The grown-up's response this time was to advise me to lay aside my drawing of boa constrictors, whether from the inside or the outside, and devote myself instead to geography, history, arithmetic, and grammar. That is why at the age of 6, I gave up. What might have been a magnificent career as a painter, I had been disheartened by the failure of my drawing number one and my drawing number two. Grown-ups never understand anything by themselves, and it's tiresome for children to be always and forever explaining things to them. So then I choose another profession and learn to pilot airplanes. I have flown a little over our part of the world, and it is true that geography has been very useful to me. At a glance, I can distinguish China from Arizona. If one gets lost in the night, short knowledge is valuable. In the course of this life, I have had a great many encounters with a great many people who have been concerned with matters of consequence. I have lived a great deal among grown-ups. I have seen them intimately close at hand, and that has not much improve my opinion of them. Whenever I met one of them who seemed to me at all clear-sighted, I tried the experiment of showing him my drawing number one, which I have always kept. I would try to find out so if this was a person of true understanding, but whoever it was, he or she would always say that this is a heart. Then I would never talk to that person about boa constrictor or primeval forest or stars. I would bring myself down to his level. I would talk to him about bridge and golf and politics and necktie, and the grown-up would be greatly pleased to have met such a sensible man.